Welcome to today's episode of Arizano Animal Podcast. Today I want to talk about something that's really important but often overlooked, and that's taking horses off pasture for the winter. And yeah, I know, a lot of people think, well, if the grass is still growing, why shouldn't my horse be out there eating it? Or I can't keep them stable all winter, they need turnout. But here's the thing. There's actually a really good reason why we need to give our pastures a break. You see, when we leave horses on pasture year-round, we're actually doing something pretty harmful to the grassland ecosystem. What happens is we shift the whole balance toward these really stress-resistant, high-endophyte, high-fructan grasses. Basically, the high-sugar grasses that can handle constant grazing pressure. This is stress for the grass, and only the stress-resistant grass types can survive this. But that's not what we want, because those are exactly the grass types that are harmful for our horses, causing laminitis, causing colics, causing obesity and other health issues. What we want for our horses are diverse, healthy pastures with lots of different plant species, low sugar grass types, a lot of different herb species. So the rule of thumb is pretty simple. In the Northern Hemisphere, by the end of September, beginning of October at the latest, we should be taking our horses off pasture and closing those fields for the winter. Now, if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, you know, just flip the dates upside down. But in the Northern Hemisphere, if I really think about closing your pastures end of September, first week of October latest. Now, sometimes you get those beautiful October stretches with great weather and the grass shoots up again. And that's actually perfect. But don't let the horses on this lush green. What's happening here is the plants are generating energy and nutrients and storing them in their root system. That means come spring, you're going to get a much faster, healthier regrowth and you can start your grazing season earlier. If you do get these October growth spurts, you can mulch it and at the end of October, beginning of November. And that's really good pasture management, since the mulch contains all kinds of nutrients that are released and soak into the soil during winter to feed your plants in spring. This keeps your fields healthy and species rich long term, which is exactly what we want for our horses. Now, taking horses off pasture doesn't mean sticking them in a stable 24/7 all winter. That's definitely not what I'm suggesting at all. What you want to do is set up a paddock or maybe a paddock track system. Basically, you're sacrificing a small portion of your pasture to create a kind of dry lot or pathways where the horses can move around during the winter months. It's a much better solution for your horse as well as your pasture. But here's something that I think gets overlooked a lot in doing that. Taking the horses off grass is just as much of a dietary change as putting them on grass in the first place. We all know about the gradual introduction to pasture in spring. Everyone understands you have to be slow and careful because any feed change stresses the digestive system. And there's always that risk of laminitis or colic. But guess what? Taking them off grass is also a feed change, and you're going from fresh grass to hay only, and that transition needs to be just as gradual. So don't just close the pasture from one day to another and just turn them out on a paddock or on the track, but really do this gradually. So what I usually recommend is starting this process in mid-September. You gradually reduce the grazing time and increase the hay ration day by day. And if you start in mid-September, by the end of September to early October, you're ready to close the pasture completely. And remember, this doesn't mean the horse goes into the stable. They go from pasture to the paddock or paddock track where hay is available. And maybe you bring them into their stall in the evening and turn them out again on their paddock or track in the morning. Or even better, if you can provide a shelter on the paddock or track, they can stay out 24/7, which is really what a lot of horses prefer anyways. They like to move around even during the nights. They like to eat their hay even during the nights. So keeping them outside 24/7 on a paddock, a dry lot, paddock track system works with a lot of horses. But you can stable them if you prefer that or if your horse prefers that. Just try what works best for you. The key thing is making sure hay is always available 24/7 and making the transition from grass to hay just as slowly and carefully as you would do the spring turnout. It's all about keeping the hindgut microbiome happy and healthy while we give our pastures the rest they need to stay productive and diverse for years to come. Now that's it for today's episode. If you found this helpful, feel free to check out more resources on our website, zanoanimal.com, or follow us on social media for more insights into horse health and behavior. And as always, thanks for listening.